Joining us live over the phone today is Michael Horn. Michael's the organizer and founder of the Guiding Star Strategy Group, and giving us an update on what Guiding Star is happening, what they have going on and up and coming. Hey, Michael, how are you today?
Duke, I'm amazing. I'm sending you a little bit of sunshine and warmth from sunny Southern California this morning.
I was going to ask how things are going on. I knew you were on a little trip, and I was just thinking, man, that sounds nice after, you know, middle of January here. So hope you get
it's a nice little break for sure.
Well, I hope you come back with a good sunburn, Michael. I hope you do, for better or worse. Well, hey, let's talk about Guiding Star Strategy Group. Give us an update. Michael, for those that maybe are just hearing about this, remind us, what is Guiding Star Strategy Group, and what are the goals of it when you created this?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, it's actually even shortened up now. I mean, it really is. Guiding Star is really the umbrella, and it's just a tremendous initiative. But Guiding Star Strategy Group started, you know, 4 years ago, before I even moved out to the Valley, with just the desire to get back to business and to entrepreneurship and to leadership. And so it's, you know, it's grown over the years. And last year we were able to put together a youth and family entrepreneur program. We had 16 participants and 16 graduates with some of their parents. So this year it's growing into a family entrepreneur program. It really is taking shape over a lot of the service and initiatives that I do personally to give back to our community. Our big exciting announcement this year is we are going for a 501c3, and we're going to create a Guiding Star Community Resource Foundation. And our big initiative with that is to build a community resource center in our community. So we know everybody's been looking for a pool, things like that. We really want to bring an area where the community can come together, from grandchildren to great grandparents, and start to learn and grow together, and it really just bring back the values of the community. It's huge. It's tremendous.
Michael, you said a lot there, and when people hear the word pool, their ears are going to perk up quite a bit, right? So walk us through, because as you said, it's in the Star Valley community, that's been something that's been a discussion for quite a while. So walk us through this process, maybe short term, and are with these entrepreneur classes, how do people get involved? What does that course structure look like? And then we'll circle back around to that bigger overall goal of that community resource center.
Absolutely. It was so funny this morning. I had just sent out the flyer to my web designer for the entrepreneurial program for the launch this year, and my Facebook feed popped up that I sent that flyer out on social media last year, same day. So that was pretty interesting. I didn't plan it that way. So May 2nd or March 2nd, we'll start our first course. There's three courses. Our first course graduates last year will begin the second course. So the first course is really teaching leadership skills in civic and economic responsibility. Because for me, that's what entrepreneurship is about. It's not just about building businesses. It's about the impact those businesses have on a community, the impact that those leaders have in master planning their communities. So we want to teach these young people and their parents everything that they need to know to be able to have influence and do great things in their community. So that'll start on March 2nd. We shortened it up this year. It's going to run 12 weeks. There is a charge for it this year. It's going to be $50. All of that money goes into a savings, and all of that money goes towards launching the businesses that some of these entrepreneurs will eventually do. So it's going to be Thursday nights again, going to be at 6:30. It runs about an hour and a half. We will be able to live stream it again this year. We're not sure on the location yet. We kind of see what kind of numbers we get back from interest, and then we'll decide on the location.
Okay. And so if someone wants to learn more, get more information, become involved, this is open to everybody, regardless of where they're at in the valley, correct? And so how do people get involved?
Absolutely. So again, because we're live streaming it'll be open to everybody. I'm probably going to have an official launch on social media, website. We'll have flyer campaign. I'll get that out probably by Friday. So right now we're just kind of reformatting some of the stuff on the website, fine-tuning the digital media and the print, and we'll launch on Friday.
Michael Horn with Guiding Star with us this morning on the Weekday Wake Up on the SVI Radio Network. All right, Michael, let's just focus more in on the Community Resource Center that you alluded to and the goal of yeah. Guiding Star funding this and turning this into a thing. So give us more details on that, how you see this coming about, and what's your dream here? What's the big goal if everything goes as planned?
Yeah, absolutely. So the big goal is to have a recreation center that would have a pool, basketball court, pickleball court, cornhole, you know, little rec center with foosball, ping pong. We want to have a place where the young people can go and just feel like, hey, this is my home. But we also want to have a place that moms can bring their babies, grandparents can go and hang out and play pickleball and enjoy time with the community as a whole. In addition to that, then we would look to a learning center, which would have a real high tech foundation and cottage skills. So we want to bring the people in the community that have experience, years and years of experience. We want to bring them in and we want them to teach our young people some of those things, some of those dying traditions that have made our pioneering community great. From there, we want to do an agriculture center with underground growing, geothermal growing, vertical growing, and then a business center, full commercial kitchen. Want to have some three-wall kiosks where people can launch businesses. And then more recently, and this is part of my tour that I'm on right now to get more information, but I want to look at some affordable, sustainable, transitory housing. So imagine a small house, 1,200 square feet or less, young couple can come in, get that $60,000 a year job, kind of save money, go through the Community Resource Center, learn some skills, start a business in the community so they can afford some of these higher valued houses right now. So that's the real big picture. You know, obviously a heavy lift. I'm meeting with a lot of donors. There's a lot of people in our valley that are interested in supporting this. I think we could get funding that would pay for it for itself. If we can incorporate the Afton Food Pantry, the Senior Center, and some of these other organizations that are struggling in their current housing and their current operations, then the community can come together and keep these resources alive in a localized area.
Michael Horn, Guiding Star Strategy Group. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up. Michael, appreciate your time. Anything else we missed you wanted to mention today?
Yeah, I got two things to announce. One, we're doing a Rancher and Farmer Appreciation Night at the Ford Theater on March 23rd. Right now, it looks like we got Brennan Hill coming out. I think everybody's familiar with Bren. We're excited about that. And then upcoming on March 11th at the County Fair Building, we're putting on a Pinewood Derby. It's going to be open to the whole community. So we'll have Jack Stand out there, a bunch of other people. We've got Yeti on board as a sponsor. So we're excited about that.
Now, if I remember correct, you were telling me about this Pinewood Derby. This isn't your typical Boy Scout Derby. Is that correct? You've you've souped this up a little bit, right?
That's right. That's right. Yeah, you know, bring your best rocket launcher and we're going to do it.
That's fantastic. Can't wait for that one. That'll be a lot of fun. That's Michael Horn, Guiding Star Strategy Group. Michael, appreciate your time. Thanks so much.